Mm-hmm. Well, Helen Callahan used to be in Fort Yukon.
She was there.
Was she there when you were at the hospital? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we camped out together in the spring. We had to camp, take our vacation before the boats began to run. Mm-hmm. Because when the boats began to run, the natives came in from round about the country. And then the hospital filled up, and we were just as busy as we could be. So we had to camp out while there's still snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And when night came, we put on our pockets.
Mm-hmm. And climb in your sleeping bags?
Yeah, we didn't have sleeping bags, but we had plenty of blankets.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just as warm and comfortable as we could mm-hmm. be. We used to have wonderful times together. Good.
Wasn't Rose with you 1 year?
1 year.
Rose yeah. Rasmussen?
But she was just a little top. And, mm-hmm. and
that was Helen's niece.
Helen's niece, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Mrs. Peter Grandison, Nellie Grandison, wasn't she a nurse at the...
Yes, she was. But that was another year. The first year, I was the only nurse.
Oh, I didn't know she'd been at Fort Yukon too.
Yeah, she was there.
I knew she'd been at Fairbanks. Mm-hmm.
Well, now Mr. Leach came down there as a patient to Fort Yukon. That's how you met him, wasn't it? Didn't he come there as a patient?
Yes, he was a patient. Mm-hmm. But I had also spent one of my summers here this spring.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. That's when the romance started.
Well, you see, I don't know exactly just how the accident happened, but anyway, the wagon had run over his leg and had broken it.
Mm-hmm.
The bone was solid mm-hmm. within itself. It was broken within, but not through the skin. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, he came to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was really fall-like up on the hills. My, it was quite chilly.
So cold.
Mm-hmm.